Tasa, a group in this country was once subjected to forced conversion under the Orphans Decree and suffered the year-long Maza exile in 1679. The lower text of a manuscript from this country was the first non-Uthmanic Quran to be found when it was discovered in 1972. A group now found mainly in this country refused to recognize Muhammad al-Bakir and are thus sometimes called Fivers.
They're Zaydi, so they're from Yemen.
Power.
Yeah.
This formula has both a gamma to the sixth term and a gamma to the fourth term. For 10 points, give this formula that predicts the radiated EM power and is proportional to the square of the magnitude of acceleration of component charges.
Probably.
Right? Yeah, no, it's a proportional to, yeah, a bar.
If acceleration is perpendicular to velocity, the gamma to the sixth term dies, and the result is this form of radiation, a relativistic generalization of cyclotron radiation.
Relativistic synchrotron?
That would be my guess.
Yeah, synchrotron.
Synchrotron radiation is often produced by circulating relativistic electrons in strongmagnetic fields. In this effect, those electrons will self-polarize by emitting spin-flip synchrotron radiation, aligning their spins in a direction opposite the magnetic field.
Stop while turn off.
Yeah.
Good.
Third.
Okay, good start. Does it? The bacterial enzyme SPNF in Saccharo polyspora spinosa catalyzes a reaction of this general class. In the bacterial biosynthesis of the pyrrole ring of cobalamin, the conversion of precorin 8X to hydrogenate byronate is a reaction of this general type. An example of one of these reactions occurs in the shikimic acid pathway in the production of prephenic acid catalyzed by chorismate mutase. Selenium dioxide is used in the reaction of this general type to form allylic alcohols. It's not hydroxylation, but two separate examples of this class of reactions occur in the conversion of 7-dehydrocholesterol to vitamin D3 in the skin, both allowed under UV catalysis. The thermally allowed 4-electron examples of this class of reactions must either have a rotatory mechanism or involve an anterofacial migration. For 10 points in this class of reactions, governed by the Woodward-Hoffman
electrocyclic.
Prompt. Or anti-prompt.
Like, Harry said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
That's the stuff.
A house that ruled from this city solidified its power by capturing Lothair III at Chulamek. For 10 points, identify this largest Pygmean city, home to the Premyslid dynasty.
Prague. No, it's Prague. It's
Prague.
Lothair's ally at Chulamek was a Moravian prince with this name, known as the Black. The battle itself was described in a chronicle by a bishop of Freising with this name, who was best known for writing the deeds of Emperor Frederick for his nephew, Frederick Barbarossa.
Otto, perhaps?
Maybe,
yeah. I've never associated that name, Otto.
Yes.
Good.
Also captured at Chulamek was this rival of Henry the Proud, who later took part in the Wendish Crusade. It's a member of the House of Ascania, became the first Margrave of Brandenburg.
Oh, like Albrecht der Baron.
Oh, that's right. 30 points.
Jesus.
This character restores the sanity of knights imprisoned in Dragontina's garden in order to take them to relieve the siege of Albracca. This character is carried offshore into a raging sea off the coast of northern France after a malevolent hermit sends a demon to possess this character's horse. This character infiltrates the palace of Atlantis, where knights are beguiled by images.
Bramante.
Sorry. Where knights are beguiled by images of what they most desire in order to be escorted home by Sacripante. Throughout this poem, this character uses the Ring of Reason in order to pierce illusion and turn invisible. After this daughter of King Galifron attends the wounded soldier Medoro, she falls in love with him. The sight of their names carved on trees leads to another character to erupt into jealous anger. Her beauty causes knights like Ruggiero and Ronaldo to go mad with lust. For 10 points, name is Princess of Cathay, who flees from amorous men pursuing her throughout Orlando Furioso.
Angelica?
10.
Yeah.
In a 1934 self-portrait as a woman from this place, Amrita Cher Gill posed herself literally in a man's shadow, which probably symbolizes her debt to post-impressionism. For 10 points, name is place, which is the setting of a painting that Griselda Pollock's avant-garde gambits analyzes as a response to Manet's Olympia.
I have no idea. Response to it?
Answer.
Yeah,
Tahiti. Cher Gill's image of Tahiti was largely drawn from the works of this French painter who infected 3 preteen Tahitian wives with syphilis before his death in 1903. The background of Cher Gill's self-portrait imitates paintings from this country. Artworks from this country surround the subjects in both Manet's portrait of Zola and Van Gogh's portrait of Pierre Tanguay.
Yes, you're right.
Japan.
Yeah,
they were both
leaves. They were fucking worse. Christopher Capozzola argued that this policy worked in tandem with coercive volunteerism to remake masculinity and create the modern citizen. An uprising against this policy was noted for its striking racial diversity and greatly reduced leftist influence in the Great Plains region. That insurrection was named for the food that dissidents would eat while marching through Oklahoma.
Conscription.
More.
During World War I.
Power.
Great.
Royal Griggs discovers that Western civilization sprang from ancient Ethiopian kingdom of Telesar in this author's final novel, Of One Blood. For 10 points, name is editor of the Colored American magazine, which serialized her novels Hagar's Daughter and Contending Forces.
So it's like
20th
century black.
Yes,
the Harlem
Renaissance kind of
thing. Answer. Larson. Pauline Hopkins was forced to leave the Colored American magazine after it was secretly purchased by this author of the autobiography Up from Slavery. Another critic of Washington, Anna Julia Cooper, examined the combined effects of race and gender on black women in a book called A Voice from This Place. The argument that free trade leads to immorality is central to a mid-19th century treatise called Sociology for This Place.
Sociology for... I don't know.
The
fort.
That's the South.
Okay.
Toss five. This thinker noted that it is difficult to maintain a philosophical discourse against light in an essay that compares Hegel's praise of sight with another thinker's praise of hearing. The last two paragraphs of that essay by this thinker begin with the questions, are we Greeks and are we Jews? This 20th century philosopher claimed that an earlier thinker installed menace at the very heart of the intelligible by proposing the evil demon thought experiment. Another thinker responded to that essay by this man in My Body, This Paper.
There it
is.
Oh.
A stone pillar at Jokang Temple commemorates a treaty that one of these figures, Ralpa Khan, signed with Tibet for 10 points. Give this term for a group of three rulers, the last of which, Trisong Detsen, invited Guru Rinpoche to establish the Nyingma school of Buddhism in their polity.
What are they? They were in Tibet and they're rulers?
I would guess they're probably...
All right, hang on, I'm sorry. This bonus has a mistake. Somebody edited this bonus and fucked it up. We're going to have to replace this bonus.
Okay.
The answer was Dharma kings of Tibet. So that was, like... He didn't sign that treaty with himself. I don't know what's going on. Like, somebody mangled my bonus here.
Okay.
All right. We'll go to the next one and replace the bonus if we need to.
Can't wait for the sign.
Answer the following about unsupervised machine learning and computer vision. First, name this method in computer vision that only requires a set of images from a single class, training one network to produce fake images and another discriminator network to recognize fake from real images. This method has been used to produce photorealistic fake clothing items, interior designs, and so-called deepfakes.
GANs, I think, is what it's called. GANs.
Yeah. Autoencoders are another type of neural network that aim to compress information into low-dimensional latent space encodings. They are nonlinear generalizations of this linear method for doing the same, which factors any matrix into the product of a two-square unity matrices and a diagonal matrix.
It's like singular value decomposition?
Yeah, that would be right.
Singular value decomposition?
Yeah. Okay. Variational autoencoders have a loss term that computes the KL divergence between the latent space encoding distribution and this distribution. The central limit theorem concerns convergence to this distribution.
No.
Yeah.
No.
31.
There you go.
Toss up.
Yeah.
18 works by this composer were published alongside contributions by friends like Elisabeth Prusiger in an Enchiridion conceived as a follow-up to this man's eight-song book. Under the influence of the tenor song genre, this composer used the AAB bar form for many of his tunes. In an 1834 review, Robert Schumann contrasted adaptations of this man's music by Felix Mendelssohn and Giacomo Meyerbeer. A tune by this composer begins with three repeated Cs, followed by the shorter notes G-A-B-C-B-A-G. This man justified his vernacular adaptations of Gregorian chants by supposedly asking, why must the devil have all the good tunes? This composer's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Just Luther.
It is.
What a horrific idea. This June, the LA Philharmonic will be putting on the first production of this composer's opera, Atlas, not to be directed by the composer herself. For 10 points, name this American composer and singer best known for her extensive use of experimental vocal techniques in pieces like Dillman music. Answer.
Shaw.
That's right.
Yeah, well,
in a film by this duo, Monk's Walking Song plays while Maud flings paint on a canvas from a harness. This duo helped re-commercialize American bluegrass with their film O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, the Coen Brothers. Joel and Ethan
Coen? Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was correct.
Yeah.
This man featured Monk's Road Song on the soundtrack to his 1986 film True Stories. This man wore a huge box-like suit as a centerpiece of the 1984 film Stop Making Sense.
David Berger. Autistic King.
More talking heads.
Gossip. A planet consisting of these people is disturbed by the arrival of Russian astronauts in the short story When It Changed. Aliens attack Earth by releasing a virus that incites humans to murder these people in the short story The Screwfly Solution. Dr. Lorimer tries to prevent his fellow crew members, Bud and Dave, from conquering a planet populated by these people in James Tiptree Jr.'s novella Houston, Houston, Do You Read? It's the first word in a title of a novel by Marge Piercy, in which one of these people telepathically visits the future utopian community of Matapoiset. That novel is named for a person of this type on the edge of time. These people develop the ability to shoot electricity from the
fuck.
This essay begins by distinguishing between readerly and writerly text. For 10 points in this essay, which analyzes a series of textual fragments or lexias to show that seemingly realistic narrative represents the collapse of language, money, and gender into the unbridled circulation of signs. No answer. This is SZ.
No, I said that.
Wait,
so
he did.
SZ.
He did. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear that, but
I agree.
This post-structuralist French critic wrote SZ as well as Mythologies and The Death of the Author. The post-structuralist critics often use the semiotic square introduced in this author's book, Structural Semantics. This theorist, who left his native Lithuania during World War II, also developed the actantial model, which breaks down a narrative action into six actants.
Oh, shit. I'm not pulling it.
Answer.
Ilgauskas.
AJ Grimace.
Oh, yeah.
Grimace.
It was 20 points?
Yeah. Dasa. This man's affinity for his Czech intelligence contacts, who nicknamed him Secretary, led him to start wearing the Zhmiyovka cap, which is often mistaken for a traditional regional garment, but in fact is popularized by this man. This leader's forces split their time between insurgent attacks and setting up local agricultural infrastructure, reflecting his background in agronomy. This leader began an armed campaign after a dock worker strike he organized resulted in the Pijigiti massacre. This man's activity outside his own country included delivering the Weapon of Theory speech at the 1966 Tricontinental Conference in Cuba and joining with Agostinho Neto to co-found the MPLA in Angola. This man's brother Luis instituted a repressive...
Just like... I'm fucking wrong. Guevara. Yes. I'm sorry.
This man's brother Luis instituted a repressive regime after he was assassinated, perhaps by Marcello Caetano's agents or by his former neighbor and ally, Ahmed Sekou Touré. For 10 points, name is leader of independence movements in Cape Verde and Guinea-Bissau. SUN domain proteins in this fibrillar structure interact with cache domain proteins, which interact with actin. A protein in this structure must be farnesylated and then defarnesylated, and hereditary failure to defarnesylate the pro-protein leads to a multi-system connective tissue disorder. Mutations in proteins localizing to this non-sarcolemma structure can cause muscular dystrophy characterized by teenage onset dilated cardiomyopathy with conduction defect and humeroperoneal weakness. That disease is Emery-Dreifuss muscular dystrophy. Proteins localizing to this structure are phosphorylated by the cyclin B CDK1 complex, or MPF, at the end of G2 phase, which leads to its degradation. Condensed chromatin is... is tightly associated with this structure, and active transcription mostly occurs in the nuclear interior. For 10 points, name this structure localizing to the interface of the nuclear envelope.
The nuclear membrane.
Prompt.
The space between...
No, that's the nuclear lamina.
Okay.
The speaker of one poem describes sitting in the sunset shade at this location, nursing leg and arch cramps, my cowardly foolhardy heart. A track off the album Tenderness Junction, recorded live at this location, includes the repeated chant, out demons, out. The central figure of one novel imagines that the air at this location has been injected with Novocaine before being arrested, getting into a staring contest with a neo-Nazi, and being moved to an Occoquan workhouse. Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin were among those who attempted to exorcise this building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that 10?
Yeah. A 1960 medley by this singer combines summertime with Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. For 10 points, name a singer of Move On Up a Little Higher, who performed How I Got Over at the March on Washington and sang Take My Hand, Precious Lord at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral.
Yeah,
good job. Part two of Move On Up a Little Higher is based on one of these repeating accompaniment patterns. Because of that song's influence, gospel songs often end with a long improvisation on one of these ostinato grooves. Answer.
Call and repeat.
It's a band. This band leader and pianist brought Jackson on for the 1958 studio version of The Sweet Black, Brown, and Beige. This man's band includes composer performers like Juan Tizol and Billy Strayhorn. Point. Half done.
Half, I have 90 to 165.
Okay.
I have 100.
You have 100 for them?
I do.
So I have minus 5, then 20.
I have 30 there.
Did they 10 bonus 4?
Yeah,
did
we got. No, we got 10.
What? Really?
Which bonus?
4.
That was 10.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So
play like that.
So we agree at 90 to 165.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Alright. Toss it. A series with this first title word uses transparencies to overlay text onto gouaches and is subtitled a Shingspiel. Before being sent to Auschwitz at the age of 26, Charlotte Salomon painted a series of 769 works titled This Noun or Theater. In an entry from a series with this last title word, a man holds a blood-stained hand to his heart while a faceless woman in white walks away to the right. That series with this last title word debuted at the Berlin Secession 10 years after its artist work had prompted the actual secession.
Life.
Fuck.
Nice time, dude.
Too slow.
Crazy play.
That's pretty fresh.
Okay.
Among these people, arrows are planted around a Muji tree as part of the Nkang's pre-marriage ritual for young girls. For 10 points, name these people whose initiation rites were described in books like The Forest of Symbols.
Like the Azade.
Answer.
Azade?
Ndembu. In his analysis of Ndembu ritual, Richter Turner proposed the ritual form an anti-structure out of communitas in this kind of state. In this state, participants temporarily exit their normal social structure. In The Forest of, Symbols also includes an essay on Mukanda, the Ndembu rite involving this practice, called Kitan in Islam. This ritual is performed in the Jewish Brumela.
Like
circumcision.
Go for it.
Yeah,
circumcision.
Yeah.
I don't know enough Arabic deep vocabulary.
Chaucer. One holder of this position, Henry Picard, used his reputation as a winemaker to entice John the Good, David II of Scotland, and others to attend the Feast of the Five Kings.
Mayor of London.
Power.
Good buzz.
I'd say it's sick buzz.
What?
Companies such as Oaktree and Cerberus gained Section 110 SPV status for these financial entities in Ireland, which allowed them to avoid paying taxes. For 10 points, give this name for funds that intentionally invest in distressed debt in search of high yield, and which have been in the news recently for their role in the debt crises in Argentina and Puerto Rico.
It's like salvage loans, I think. It's
well, they're funds.
It's like salvage.
Not what I have. I have vulture funds.
Vulture.
By investing in national bonds, vulture funds bet that the reduction of the amount that will be repaid to creditors, known by this term, will be less than expected. This term more generally refers to the difference between an asset's market value and the amount that can be used as loan collateral.
It's a haircut or a...
Haircut sounds good to me.
It's something that's like...
Answer.
Haircuts.
That's right. Okay. In 2012, the vulture fund Dark Management used the threat of a lawsuit against this European nation to force its Antonis Samaras-led government to pay in full €400 million worth of bonds.
With land.
No, it's Greece.
Yeah.
Oh.
Toss it. Before having sex, a man in a novel by this author insists to the Lord that this is not lust or lewdness, but to make a child to serve you. Another novel by this author centers on a telegraph operator who is only good at communicating and at loving Lucha, named Jubilo Chi. This author of Swift as Desire also wrote a novel centering on the romance between Rodrigo Sanchez and the astrologist Azucena Martinez titled The Law of Love. The funeral of a woman who dies sighing out her last flatulent breath is attended by a few guests due to the smell in a novel by this author that features the Native American grandmother mourning light. This author wrote a novel that begins by urging the reader to place an onion on their head to keep from crying, and whose chapters each feature a different...
Esquivel.
10.
That's right. That's her name.
That is.
Yeah.
Not me.
This transmembrane protein has alpha and beta chains and associates with CD3A for 10 points and is product of VDJ recombination. It's specific to a single cell type whose activation leads to increased ERK signaling, NFAT nuclear translocation, and NF-kappa-B activation. Answer.
TLR4.
TCR. T-cell receptor.
Oh, yeah.
So the intracellular TCR CD3 complex has 10 ITAM domains, some of which are phosphorylated by this kinase, which when the extracellular portion of the receptor is activated, those phosphorylated ITAM domains then bind ZAP70, which is also phosphorylated by this kinase.
LCK.
In CD4 positive cells, the T-cell receptor is activated when binding to a complex formed by cognate peptide and the second type of these proteins. The first class of these proteins are present on the surface of all human cells.
Like MHC, right?
Oh yeah, you're right.
MHC.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Good.
It's 20.
Hold the hard part.
Yeah. Good.
The intuitions involved in this job were analyzed in a 2009 book by Karen Perlman that draws on her experience dancing for Bill T. Jones. Man with a Movie Camera includes many shots of Elizaveta Spilova performing this job. Because this job was considered similar to selling, women like Anne Boshens and Margaret Booth were traditionally hired to perform it. During the 1970s, Americans began using flatbed machines like the Steenbeck to perform this job. The Rule of Six is a set of guidelines for performing this job created by Walter Murch.
Editing?
10.
What was the
editing?
Film editing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember those scenes of
the
camera.
Yeah. I think
so.
Movie things.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar donated a mansion in this city to a group of Hanafi Muslims led by Hamas Abdul Khalis, whose family was brutally murdered here in 1973 after his feud with Elijah Muhammad. For 10 points, in the city whose city council building was seized in a three-day hostage standoff in 1977 by Khalis's followers, who also demanded the cancellation of the premiere of the film Muhammad, Messenger of God.
Okay, DC?
That's right.
Yeah.
This councilman and future DC mayor caught a shotgun blast to the chest during the siege, but escaped through a window and survived. Unfortunately, there was no window in the Vista hotel room where he was arrested for smoking crack in a 1990 FBI sting. That's right. Samuel Christian's Black Mafia also orchestrated the killing of Major Coxon, who funneled illicit funds to the Nation of Islam's Mosque No. 12 in this city. A compound in the city was owned by the organization MOVE.
Oh, that's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
30 points.
Yeah.
Toss up. The essay that introduced this two-word concept argues that it is encouraged by a sense of fictive kinship that prioritizes collectivity over individualism. A paper by Ainsworth, Darnell, and Downey used data from the NELS to argue that material conditions better explain a certain phenomenon than does this concept. Roland Fryer used a database of friendship networks to argue that this two-word concept becomes more salient in schools with more inter-ethnic contact. This concept was framed by one of its formulators as a manifestation of a certain group's oppositional culture in a book about students in an affluent suburb, some of whom feel pressured not to enroll in honors classes.
Like acting white?
Good us. An edition of this magazine coined the term dirty realism to describe writers like Jane Ann Phillips and Richard Ford. For 10 points, name this literary magazine that was relaunched in 1979 under editor Bill Buford. Every 10 years, starting in 1983, it has published an influential list of the best young British novelists.
I think that's right.
Francis?
Grant's initial list of best young British novelists included this author, who retold the Iliad from the point of view of Briseis in her 2018 novel The Silence of the Girls. Her trilogy of novels about World War I ends with The Eye in the Door and The Ghost Road.
Barker.
The third issue published an excerpt from this Salman Rushdie novel, in which Salim Sinai is born in the date of India's independence. 30. 16.
At the 15 mark, I have 195 to
225.
These inputs determine the activity factor alpha that multiplies CV squared when computing dynamic power dissipation by a CMOS circuit. This input is encoded into a data stream in the 8B, 10B, and 64B, 66B standards. In passive optical networks, burst mode transmission is used to recover this input. Fractal H-trees are often used to distribute these signals after they pass through a phase-locked loop. This input is integrated into a signal by Manchester coding. Each of the bits in a shift register is edge-triggered by one of these inputs. Unlike a latch, a flip-flop must have one of these inputs. The frequency of one of these inputs is dynamically adjusted in CPU throttling. A CPU's gigahertz rating indicates the frequency of...
Frequency of just the operations? Like of...
The frequency of which input?
Of the boss, I don't know.
No.
Sorry.
For 10 points, what signal used to create synchronous circuits?
Clock.
Yeah.
It's just a good job, dude.
It's the clock.
Clock or timer.
What
yeah.
The absolute shit.
That's an input.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Sorry. According to a book about this philosopher subtitled Thinking Beyond the Human Condition, this man privileges the human only in order to open humanity to the rest of nature. For 10 points, name this philosopher who argued that life takes on two senses unitary and is completely differentiated, which must be brought together by recognizing the original creative impulse.
Does that sound?
Answer.
Answer.
Hegel.
It is Bergson. The aforementioned book on Bergson is by this English philosopher, currently at the University of Warwick. His book on Bergson and Deleuze includes books like Philosophy and the Adventure of the Virtual.
Who's at Warwick? He's like...
Is he like
Stuart Hall or something?
Say that one.
Hall.
It's Keith Ansel Pearson. Ansel Pearson is perhaps best known for editing the Blackwell Companion to this other philosopher, as well as editing the Cambridge edition of this philosopher's On the Genealogy of Morality.
Mm-hmm. Nature.
Is someone's best known for editing like some collected Nietzsche thing? It's probably not.
Tasso. This city was an early nexus of European astronomy after Al-Zakari's astronomical calculations were modified to center on this city in its namesake tables. Gerard of Cremona oversaw the city's namesake school of translation, which adapted numerous
Toledo.
Power.
Motherfucker!
That was it. That's it.
Okay. Toledo, that's a thing.
Killing it.
Motherfucker. Okay.
When this theater closed in 1962, its final director Charles Nonan explained, "We could never compete with Buchenwald." For 10 points, name this Parisian theater known for its naturalistic horror shows, whose name came to signify the genre during the early 20th century.
The Parisian theater.
Answer.
Children of Paradise.
It's Grand Guignol.
Yeah.
This man likened World War I era London to a horror show with two novels titled Guignol's Band. This massive anti-Semite also returned to The End of Night. This book by Julia Kristeva claims that Celine's use of ellipsis in Castle to Castle creates a suspense that makes the Grand Guignol look like a kindergarten. This book is primarily an analysis of the abject.
It's like, it has like horror or sublime.
Powers of horror. Powers of horror.
20.
I realize Grand Guignol is actually
not either. Toss up. In a novel by an author with this first name, the protagonist is proposed to by Mr. Osmond at a Masonic ladies' night and befriends the aspiring author Ludo Myers. The title character of another novel by an author with this first name moves to Kent to escape from Constantine Ormo and Isolde Smith. This first name is shared by the author of Mrs. Palfrey at the Claremont.
Elizabeth.
Power.
Good job.
Shit.
A lone brick fireplace in Hampshire, England, commemorates soldiers from this country who joined with the Canadian Forestry Corps to help bolster the depleted British timber industry in 1916. For 10 points, name this country whose role in World War II largely turned on its supply of tungsten ore to both sides.
So it's probably in Africa, like...
Answer.
Nigeria.
Portugal. Moses Ben-Sabat Amzalak, who led the Portuguese Jewish community during World War II, was able to coordinate a number of refugee operations thanks to his friendship with this man, an economist-turned-dictator who led Portugal's Estado Novo.
Salazar.
Portugal's agreement to provide air bases to the Allies staved off a nearly executed invasion of this location, the subject of War Plan Gray and Operation Alacrity. Battles at Ponta Delgada and Terceira occurred during the Spanish conquest of this Portuguese-owned location in the Portuguese Succession War.
So it's probably the Morocco of Melilla, maybe?
Okay.
Melilla.
The Azores.
That's fine.
Two left. I have 250 to 245.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get,
all right, so there's a science question left and a non-science. Let's
get
more
questions.
Note to players. The answer to this question is a large global region, like the Middle East, and not like the Scottish Highlands.
Okay, cool.
A book written about individuals in this region opens by explaining that even a small wave will drown a man standing up to his nose in water.
Like, just like China? Just like
no.
North Chinese place?
No. That work argues that risk aversion driven by hardship leads individuals in this region to prefer local patron-client exploitation to the free market, and was attacked by Samuel Plotkin. The Moral Economy of the Peasant was written about this region by a thinker who argued that its upland and inhabitants strategically construct their societies to resist state control in the art of not being governed. Tactics like foot dragging are discussed in a book primarily about this region, Weapons of the Weak, whose author also examined an impenetrable massif in this region called Zomia. For For 10 points, name this region that is the primary focus of Jane C. Scott, whose seem like a state includes a reflection of French colonial policies in its countries of Laos and Vietnam.
Southeast Asia. I'm going to protest.
You're going to lose.
That's also a common saying about the northern Chinese peasantry.
It said very clearly it's a large region, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
so I mean, your protest is noted, but I'm going to deny it later.
Okay.
I'll talk to the other.
Let's get a lot of points here.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm
going to do. Would be great.
Yes. With the further note, the part of China is in.
All right. No, it's that.
All right.
Bonus. All right. Where the fuck am I? All right. That's not the next bonus. I'm sorry. Answer the following about important institutions in the history of organic chemistry. First, name this birthplace of organic chemistry, where the regioselectivity of hydrohalogenation of alkenes was first articulated. Ardruzov also developed his namesake reaction here under Zaitsev.
So, it's like in Germany, probably.
Zaitsev is in Russia, so maybe Moscow?
Answer.
Petersburg.
Kazan University.
Yes.
K. Barry Sharpless, the father of click chemistry and developer of multiple stereoselective oxidation reactions, holds a professorship at this place. Phil Barron, the father of organic synthesis, also holds a professorship here.
MIT.
The Scripps Research Institute.
Yeah.
Kurt Wuthrich, a Nobel laureate holding a professorship from Scripps, invented this spectroscopic method that can be used to obtain protein structures. It uses radio waves to produce a spectrum with peaks at different values of chemical shift.
NMR?
Yeah, I think NMR does that. NMR.
10.
All right. Well, what is the score now?
270 to 240.
Yeah.
So okay. So well, obviously, so we're up by 30.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good chance.
Yeah.
That's also true. The Weizenbach identity states that two different definitions of this form in differential geometry differ only by zero-order linear operator. If the vorticity is everywhere zero, the Navier-Stokes equation can be reformulated into a much simpler equation involving this operator. This operator admits a generalization on Riemannian manifolds computed by taking the trace of the Hessian. The proof of Earnshaw's theorem begins by applying this operator to the energy of magnetic dipole, which turns zero. This operator acting on 1 over the polar coordinate r is equal to 4 pi times 3.
I mean, there's no fucking way it's not del squared.
That's right.
The 10?
That was 10.
10.
Okay, sorry.
It should be
20. We need 20 to pass tie.
20 to tie.
Okay.
We can do this.
This island provided the main airbase for international relief flights during the Biafran War. For 10 points, that is island located across the Bight of Bani from Principe. This island hosts the government of Equatorial Guinea and Malabo.
No, wait a sec. No, it's Fernando Po.
Although part of Equatorial Guinea, Biafra was closer to its other countries, capital is Yaounde.
Cameroon?
Yeah. After a failed 2004 coup against Theodore Obiang, Bioko's Black Beach Prison became home to Simon Mann, who helped Tim Spicer found this company. Earlier, this company was part of a scandal that brought down the protege of Michael Sommer.
Like, is this... Oh, no, this is like that one mercenary company from Papua
Answer.
City. Fuck. No.
Time. Sand line.
Oh, okay. Now, can you resolve that protest?
Yeah.
Can you read the first sentence of that toss again?
Yeah. A book written about individuals in this region opens by explaining that even a small wave will drown a man standing up to his nose in water, which is the beginning of The Moral Economy of the Peasant by James C. Scott, which is about people in Vietnam. It's not about China. I'll look this up to confirm this and
okay,
process the protest.
Wasn't
even
knowledge of that.
Why don't we read the tiebreaker?
Okay,
yes.
So like, it's like, it begins clause means that I'm wrong.
Damn it, dude.
But like that exact proverb is cited in a chapter on China in
Mike
Davis's late Victorian
Holocaust. Just so I can dislike myself later, where was the power mark on the plotting?
Don't dislike yourself, Adam. It was a good one.
A little bit before he goes.
Sorry,
it's alright.
Like,
right.
I don't know. To the energy. It was before the word energy and the magnetic dipole.
Was Earnshaw an
issue?
Yes.
Fuck,
wait a minute. That was like
this.
Let's get this.
Alrighty. Just a moment.
It might be about African history.
Maybe about Southeast Asia.
That would be interesting.
I couldn't have power to it. I just didn't know if it made sense.
Right.
Like they said,
right.
Yeah, whatever. They said a name of the film editor. But...
Yeah, I mean, I should buzz on that.
All right, hey.
Okay.
Let's win and forget everything.
Agree.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out which of these things have been fucking arrested.
It's ecology.
Right, I think that's more. Now I believe this one is a tag trick. All right. In a novel set in this country, a woman dies while giving birth to a girl whose name translates to 20 bags of cowries. In another novel set in this country, Whoopi befriends Ada while staying at Pussycat Mansions. Ma Blackie arrives in one of its cities at the start of a novel from this country, which is also the setting of the novel Second Class Citizen. The photographer Jeremiah appears in a novel from this country, which the Green Leopard and the Black Tiger face off in a boxing match.
Nigeria.
Power.
Yes!
I knew it.
God.
What was that for?
Cool.
Oh,
boy!
Well, then!
Well, that was an amazing game, guys.
That was insane.
I don't remember who gave us the sign. They might have put up the vote with that, probably.